Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, whatever it is that you do, or 11 o'clock, 12. I'm happy that you're doing that with me. I have more Bahamian artists in studio with me. It's Monday. I don't know, it's a slow Monday. It took me a little while to get warm this morning. I'm not really sure what's happening, but I warm and I ready. Not to be confused with fired up and ready to go. I keep hearing those other people. Let me, before I introduce my guest, just say that you have to be a special type of stupid to climb Mount Alvernia, right? All of it. It is a very, very steep climb. I've been up Coma Hill 2 times in my life, and let me tell you, if I never return again, I think that is the will of God for my life. I have no desire to climb that high ever again in my life for the sole purpose of going up there, right? That aside, once you get at the top of Mount Alvernia, you will know it. Notice, it is called the Hermitage. You will notice that it is the most surreal place on the planet that you will ever find. It is almost the place where the lips of God comes down and kisses earth, if I could imagine something of the sort happening. It is definitely a place of solitude and sanctuary. It is somewhere that instantly upon your being here, you look around at the tapestry of the land surrounding it, and you look at the erection that is the building that sits, the chapel that sits at the top of Mount Alvernia, and you see the small little podium that they have there and the bench that they have there and the hand-carved signs of the cross. And then you see the rock construction of a cross, hundreds of years old, yet still standing there, right? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, Mount Alvernia has already come. It was grace that led Mount Alvernia all the way here, only for the FNM to go up there and mess that up. I don't understand what stupid thing got in y'all head to make y'all climb all the way up that hill. What is it, 126 feet? Hi. When y'all was going, what the plan was. And y'all went up there and absolutely, is it okay if I say backside rape on radio? What it means up there on the Hermitage. It is disgusting and nasty. I want to bathe when I look at it. When I think about what it is you all have trivialized such a sanctuary to. I mean, my God. Father Allen must not know what to do. And then you all take great offense when the Catholic Church offers their official position. I don't blame them. And you know what is sad? Because then you all do exactly what idiots with no real argument can do. You then start to attack the person that is trying to defend their position. So the Catholic Church comes up with a position and says, listen, That is not what the Catholic Church stands out for. And I see one bunch of F&M buttflies up and down all over social media talking about, oh, the Catholic Church needs to talk about little boys in the church. And this thing and that thing. And they may need to talk about little boys in the church. They should also talk about the stupidity of whichever Neanderthal thought that it was a smart idea to walk the hell the way up to the top of the Hermitage, to sit on top of the Mayan church and talk, but Brave Dave is lousy. Jesus. Brave Davis might be lousy, but he is equally as lousy as y'all are stupid. And that's what I want to say about it. That's my official position. I didn't want to write that down because I was going to put cuss words in it if I had to write it. Yeah, right? Yeah. And I like to make sure I say things on radio because this is a safe space and I can't cuss here. But if you really want to know what I think about y'all, or if any one of y'all feel like y'all should approach me when y'all see me out in public, I have the unedited version of what I feel about y'all actions on top of the Hermitage. You all are a bunch of bumbling idiots. Whoever idea that was, y'all should tie them behind the boat and drag them from from Kid Island to Nassau. Don't even let them ride on the boat with y'all. Just every now and again, make sure he head up high enough so he don't drown. Because that is the level of lunacy that I saw. I mean, and y'all got a whole video. Do y'all know that this is a sacred place? Do you know that people travel from around the world to come and kneel at this place in reverence because of what they understand it means? And if you've ever been up there, the air is different. The view in itself is enough to make you believe in something greater than yourself. It is the one place on Kid Island that you can stand and see the water surrounding the entire island. These idiots. I mean, they walk to be stupid. I never hear nothing like that in my life. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about this morning. I'm joined in studio by a social media guru. He is the hottest thing in social media these days, for sure. Singing sensation, I think I'm going to call him. The singing sensation, Solo, who is in studio with me this morning. Solo, good morning. How are things?
Blessings.
How has it been? I see you've been up and about, busy. These people should be keeping you really busy because you know, the Guardian prints the newspaper every morning. Solo sings the song every morning almost as soon as there's a hot button issue. How have you been keeping up?
All you can do is keep up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't keep up because it's
too quick.
Instantly. Mm-hmm. The minute something going on today, something that's going on 10 minutes later.
So you, unlike the other Bahamian artists, right? And if you've been following me throughout the month of July, every Monday and Friday, mm-hmm. I've been featuring a different type of Bahamian artist. And so I've had people like Wendy, who you know is all jump up, wind up music. Yeah. And then I had Carissa Smitten here, who is, you know, singing under a gray cloud. Mm-hmm. You know, very soft, sad singing, that kind of stuff.
Serenade.
Yeah, and then I had Sweet Emily in here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's all Junkanoo Bahamian stuff. And now I've got internet sensation Solo. So your artistry is a bit different.
Yeah.
Unlike the other artists who need to be on a stage, mm-hmm. or need to be with a live band, or need to be in a club, You don't suffer from any of that. So how did the pandemic affect people like you? Because, I mean, if it was anyone who was still jamming all through the pandemic, it was all.
Yeah.
How did the pandemic affect you, if any at all?
Well, I do auto detailing. So because of the pandemic and mm-hmm. then the plandemic, mm-hmm. let me get that correct. Because of that, a lot of things slowed down. A lot of the businesses was closed, you know. So basically the music had me busy, you know, doing jingles for certain businesses, small and big, you know. I was able to still be on the boat, mm-hmm. still be able to handle one or two things.
Okay. You know?
But yeah.
Now, because you are a musical artist, an international artist as well, correct?
Yes.
Because
yes.
You've got international music.
Yeah.
But you are an international recording artist. I mean, how did you, why do you consider, I guess, current affairs music? I don't even know if that's a thing. Is that a genre? Current affairs music. How did you decide or discover that? You went from singing reggae, right? Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, Solo is voiced in We Need Peace.
Yeah, gospel reggae.
Yeah. So you go from reggae into, I don't really know what you call this genre here, but into this, because you use various genres of music, but it's all very much, if this was also a reggae track, we would call it conscious reggae, right?
Yeah,
because it's about social issues.
Right.
But you do it in a way that's a bit different. How did that all come to be?
I'll say social commentary music.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well label it.
We can make it up. We can make it something.
Yeah.
So you are the social commentary artist.
You're right.
There you have it.
So it came about, when the bitch pole gone up $2. You remember
that? I remember that.
You remember that? Because your show was the first show I'd been on.
Yeah, and plus,
me same day.
And plus, I was in the video.
And he was in the video.
I was in the video.
All right.
I was in the video, and then also my equipment was in the video.
Yes, your equipment was in the video as well. Yeah, so that ended up being a challenge, you know, from two colleagues of mine, Vanessa Clark and Keith Roll.
Mm-hmm.
They challenged me to create a song about the bridge toll going up $2. So I was like, let me see what I can do. So late that night, I went inside the booth, you know, put it together, and that morning, that's when it went viral.
Yeah.
First time ever.
I actually still remember the pitch. The people trying to take all our quarters. The bridge toll gone up $2. Yeah, I actually remember that.
So then I'm selling off from there, you know, and then that same day, Juan McCartney, he was playing it on his show for the first time. And he called me live that day, asked me what's going on up there. Like, I was a reporter, so I had to tell him. You know? I say, man, it rough out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People can't handle $2 going up. So ever since then, I noticed a lot of happenings keep on happening. So I say, you know what? Let me see if I can do something with this one here too. So it just went on and on and on. Certain topics. Once it's hot, Shawnee Miller, you know, winning the goal, die for it. We'll die for it. Die for it. You know, Buddy Hill. Coming to get one Kong snack, Kong snack. buddy, come back. Went to bamboo to get a cutter snack. You know, so I just capitalize on the energy of what happened or what's about to happen or what may eventually blow up. And then that's where everything ends up lining
so
up.
So you should have... Do you... Now, I know international artists like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne says... Listen, I don't write songs. I go in the studio, I cut on the microphone, and I drop. They drop beats, I drop lyrics.
I do the same thing.
Yeah?
I do the same. Most of the songs, at least 99% of the songs, I haven't written.
Okay.
They've been strictly recorded from me listening to
That's
it.
That's an amazing talent,
creating the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then recording it right there on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Are you ever approached by people who, I don't know, do sing music for you too, right? Because they hear your music with such, nobody in this country is releasing music faster than you, I'm telling you that. So do people that actually compose music or write music or sing music ever come to you and say, man, Solomon, I need you to write me something. Are you getting into any writing at all?
Yeah. I've written for a few persons. Normally when it comes to the jingles,
okay,
then if they hit me up and they want a jingle for whatever reason, then they'll tell me, well, they leave it up to my creativity to put it together. Mm-hmm. As well as once I put it together, then they still have the last say.
Okay.
Whether it's still, you know, what they want to add or subtract. And then from there, then it's take off from there.
When did you realize that this was something that you were good at? Was it before or after the international recording session with Landlord? How did you get into being a recording artist?
Well, I used to go to BFM, Youth Against Violence with Carlos Reed, and that's how I ended up knowing Landlord, Christian Massive, Selector, Peter Runks. Manifest, you know, all the big artists at the time, that those gospel artists. I used to hear about them. And a friend of mine named Kindy, he invited me to Youth Alive, and that's when I really got to saw, you know, these fellas in person singing.
Okay.
You know, and it was solid, you know, buckled place, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to work the Operation Redemption where Leonard used to work, where our Carlos Reed reside as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they was there also, where Leonard was there. And he noticed that I had a voice because we were singing, playing around and stuff like that. And he told me that he was headed to Jamaica to do a song.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that we was going to do the song with Luciano, but he was here in Jamaica. So at the same time, you know, I say I might as well come and record a song as well because I went to record a single
mm-hmm.
as well. So he invited me to come. He invited me to be on the song as well, which mm-hmm. was a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we made it happen in Jamaica. He ended up linking up with Luciano through another friend named Alcatraz. And, you know, they get to talking. He expressed to Luciano, you know, what the song is about. Luciano love it. He come with the entourage to the studio. And that was it.
Yeah. So yeah. when you move around Nassau, right, do people recognize who Solo is? Like, you're not a stage performer, so you may have the difficulty.
I still perform on stage. I mean, because of, you know, the pandemic.
Yeah. But you do stage performances.
Before that,
mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of stage performance.
Okay.
Before that.
If you had to put yourself in a group of artists outside of our new creation, what are you? Are you like more gospel, more soca, more...
I'd say I'm more conscious. You could... Conscious and inspirational.
Okay, inspirational.
So that could very well still slide in the genre of gospel.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But yeah, persons, they don't... Everybody don't know me like that by the face.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a number of people, the minute I talk, they pick up on the voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if we could hear some of your music. I don't know. Which one is this going to be, Ali? Is this the new one? Is this the one about the pandemic?
Yeah, this should be the one.
Let's see if we hear it.
This would be the one at the PM.
Yeah.
We're in two pandemics. The vaccinated individuals are now out of the pandemic. The pandemic is finished for the vaccinated individual. The non-vaccinated individuals are still in the pandemic.
Uh-uh, that don't go like that. No, sir.
Nothing to go, no, go, no, go, no, go, so nothing to go, no, go, no, go, no, go, so. He say you are the pandemic if you're vaccinated. Tell him he say nothing to go, so. If you get the vaccine and you don't need no test, tell him he say nothing to go, so. You only can cause me to develop no stress. Tell him he say nothing to go, so. You can't be a leader when you're talking out your head. Tell him he say nothing to go, so. Tell me why we ain't get hydroxychloroquine, because our faith only in the vaccine. And if we had sense, we could experiment and find the cure right in the bush medicine. But see, our problem is we don't like listen. We like to follow everything the US doing. Don't let the day come when you stop following trend. It's when you're behind, get present. You say you want the pandemic if you're vaccinated. Tell him you say nothing to go, so. If you get the vaccine, then you don't need no test. Tell him you say nothing to go, so. You're only can cause me to develop no stress. Tell him you say nothing to go, so. You can't be a leader if you're talking out your head. Tell him you say nothing to go, so.
Oh Lord, press conference. You feel me getting locked down again. Oh my belly.
PM to PM coming on, and my belly already bubbling.
Your belly already bubbling.
Hope you don't extend the curfew this lap, because business already struggling.
Business already struggling.
Lord help us.
What's the name of this one? What's the name of this one? Do PM, they have names?
PM nothing to go, so.
The PM nothing to go, so. That is amazing. Say 1 p.m. the PM coming on and my belly then bubbling.
Unbubbling. They say, everybody bubbling.
You know they said bubbling. In the early days of the pandemic, whenever you hear national address.
Oh, Lord.
And you know they had the picture of him, the very straight picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing you need after that is a towel, a reel, and a Pepto-Bismol. Yeah. Yes. Towel wipe your face, the reel of tissue, to do the other white men. A little Pepto Bismol to see if you could slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, settle your belly a little piece.
How are you able to blend your Bahamian identity with so many musical genres? How are you? Because, you know, we have this thing in the Bahamas where we do melting pot so well that we become the thing that we perform.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of times you hear Bahamian artists singing reggae, they sound like a Jamaican. If you hear them singing inspiration and gospel, they sound like an American, right? Mm-hmm. Like the one thing that yucks my soul out is hearing Bahamian say God.
Yes.
What? Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Who?
God.
Yeah, let's stop that.
It's God.
Yeah, God.
G-A-W-D, God.
And so when I see people like yourself, Papa Smurf, and Bahamian Tree, you guys have somehow mastered the art of not losing your Bahamianization in your music, right? So you are still authentically Kong Salad no matter what beat put it to.
Right.
How do you make that happen? Because I'm sure there are people out there that would say, oh, maybe, you know, they teach you, what is it called? Singing vowels, R-A-E-O-U.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why sometimes you could sound like you have an accent based on which word you sing.
Yeah, that's true.
But you guys have managed to get around that. How do you do it?
It's all about staying true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And staying original. And staying, being you. You could be you on anything.
I guess.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's a decision. Because like you say, some artists, they still... They feel as though because they sing in reggae, they have to sound like a reggae or let's say a Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could put your own little to do on that just the same way like how I do it. I just decide to be me and use English, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll probably use a little slang here and there, but you don't get here and know all through the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo and yeah, man.
Yeah. No, we don't say that.
You see? And I guess that's why a lot of listeners and fans enjoy listening to the music, even though it's not the genre of today or the genre of Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
They still could appreciate that, you still sound Bahamian. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this would be feeling.
Mm. And you seem to always be able to hit not only just the hot button issues that make us Vex, you seem very good at hitting the hot button issues that make us happy as well. Because you did one with the civil servants and them getting their money, and that wasn't bad news at all. That was good news. That was good news.
Civil servants wanna get their $1,400. They want their money.
Let's get a couple of these text messages in. This one here says, "Hi, I first saw Solo on the government ground with Landlord, an outreach ministry. I said this fella can sing." This one here says, "Good morning, Levin. I think Solo is a genius. Trust me, if he was living in the United States, he probably would have been a millionaire by now. That's how good he is. Solo, thanks for sharing your gift with us. We really do appreciate you."
Blessings.
This other one here says, "Mr. Miller, I look forward to your contributions. Very entertaining, pointed, and true. Thank you, and have a great day." Man, this is a commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
I like lie. that's the problem I have.
Real.
I keep telling people, don't ask me what I think. Like, if we just going this way, let's go this way. Now, I will go this way in frustration.
Yeah, yeah.
If you stop for 1 second and say, "Hey, Levin,
what do you think?
You think we should be going this way?" I can say, "I think you're the idiot. I only still following you because I feel like if I let you go, you can kill yourself and no one could be there to tell the police what happened." That's why I here.
Someone gotta be there.
Someone have to be here to record you or even resuscitate you.
Yeah.
Because you're the idiot.
Most definitely.
But you think I just marching behind you because, oh, he believes in the message. No.
He's the leader.
I then realized that if I leave you to yourself, you could kill yourself. Yeah. So I following you to make sure you don't dance. That's why I'm here. This next one here says, "Miller, ask him about the little girl who jumped the fence who did not want to clean her room." You made a song about that as well?
Muffin.
Muffin.
Muffin says she ain't clean no room. No mop. No broom.
Hey, Levin, I have the same problem with so-called educated people in the media at home and abroad pronouncing the word, what is it, data, as data, which sounds stupid. I know they didn't do Latin in school.
Data.
The same is with status. They say status. Yeah. Oh, that's like people who use the word populist. Not that it's not a correct word. It's just, oh my God, it's so cringeworthy. When it, yeah, the Bahamian populist. The prime minister loves that. Oh my God. good morning. Can you let Solo sing Civil, the Civil Servant song, please? We got to come in. Always enjoy his music. He's not too talented. He's three talented. Blessings. Bless this up. One here says, tell him make a... Wow, this is a lot of text. Great show as usual. Just realize we in the FNM ain't smart. Ask Solo if he could make a song about us wishing Papa was running the country again. Tell him make a song about the price of plywood and how it gone up. The price of cement, stepping up. Very cut well. Nail, going up. The price of spam, that's stepping up. Tell him sing us. Yes, okay, I get that already. This one here says... Where are we? Good morning, mate. Let's not forget when Mr. Trump held up the Bible in front of the church without any sincerity. They have just sealed their fate. Just what happened to Trump will happen to them. Keep up the good work. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Mr. Miller. They are like Donald Trump when he posed with the Bible upside down. Good morning. I agree. I have climbed that hill before. You ever been to the Double Coma Hill?
No, I'm in that.
Man, listen to me. If you, I don't know where they get Brett from to talk all that foolishness after climbing that hill. When I climb...
Which part that is?
Coma Hill? Yeah. Coma Hill is in Newbyte. Newbyte, Kent Island. Yeah, just as you pass the police station...
Newbyte and Old Byte close,
yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. They right outside each other. So just as you pass the police station... Well, not even pass it, because the police station is here, Bluebird over there. And when you... It's an awkward little left turn. Mm. And then you kind of park in this area here, and then you have to walk, because you can't drive to the...
You look like there's climbing for a little dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to walk. Now I think the Ministry of Antiquities and Monuments have built some steps, or maybe the Catholic Church. Catholic Church, please don't put out a press release on me, because I don't know. Someone put some step there. Let me say that. I know who put them there. But some steps are now there. And the first time I went there, I don't recall there being steps. I remember actually climbing the walking path. Mm-hmm. Man, let me tell you, it was treacherous. Yeah, and then I went back a second time when I visited. The first time I went because I had to go. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the holy place and see it. And I saw it, yeah. Right? And then I went to Kent Island one other time, I think maybe years later, and someone said, oh, they had always heard about it and they'd never seen it. I said, you'd never seen it? And I always like showing people things, right? Like I like to be the first, the only, or the best in everyone's life. Yeah. Whenever you think about me, that is what I want to be when you think about me, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, man, come, let me show you it. Halfway through this climb, I said, boy, you see something wrong with your head. What you doing coming back up here again?
Yeah.
But I made it true, right? We went up there, we looked around. It's like, oh my God, this is so breathtaking.
Yeah.
Because it is. It is absolutely amazing up there. Mm-hmm. And that is why I could understand the Catholic Church's grief.
Yeah.
This one here says, good morning, Solo. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Solo is very talented. Keep using your God-given talents and gifts, my brother. This other one says, Levin, how you know so much about Cat Island? I am the all-seeing eye. Mm. The Catholic Church put the steps there. Well, great. I just want to make sure, because I don't want them to say that I say, you know?
Something else.
Yeah. We have another song from Solo. Let's hear this one. I think this one is the $1,400. This one is for all my...
the $1,400 one?
All, I think this is it. This is the $1,400 one, I think it is. This one is for all my friends who are about to collect their $1,400. I just want to say, I've been your friend long. Don't forget me, eh? Let's hear the music from Solo.
Say they doing chicken sauce. Lord be a Pepto-Bismol. Move that sauce from around me. Y'all trying to cause mass diarrhea over here. Belly loose. Hey, look, we got to deal with a diarrhea pandemic. Well, great Christ. Move that chicken sauce from around me. Chicken who? Boy, need eye and belly for that. One big bowl of that sauce when you lick your belly go plop, 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 plop. Cause you don't like cook, now your belly aching like when you see a tire flat. Stick with the regular chicken, who tell you to switch up on the menu like that? Behemoths don't like cook, so the MSG will be top notch. It's seven chicken sauce.
Why y'all don't play?
It's seven chicken sauce.
Coming on.
It's seven chicken sauce.
Y'all could kill.
With carrot and one salty biscuit. It's seven chicken sauce. It's seven chicken sauce. It's seven chicken sauce. With carrot and one salty biscuit.
Boy, if that chicken water gray, y'all in problems. I ain't gonna lie, but for them to consider this, they had to come to the conclusion that y'all lazy and they could feed y'all anything and y'all buy it. But anyhow, carry on.
I don't know. That wasn't the $1,400 song, but that one was just as good. Plop, 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 plop. That's a lot of plapping. I don't know. 323-623-2325-431-632-54259. You can give me a call. I'm in studio solo as well. We're carrying on my independent series. I got Bahamian artists. They're coming in. They're talking to us. They're letting us know what's been going on with them, what's been going on with their new music, what's been going on with their performances. How has the pandemic been to them? How are they now finding their way out of the pandemic? I know it is still a treacherous trot for many of us through the pandemic. And so I just want to say, man, y'all hold on, because, Jesus, I can't imagine what summer schools are going through now. Y'all done collect the people money. Yeah. And the prime minister say the children can't come. No, that means you got to go find the money.
Find a moolah.
Let's take this call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, you there?
Hey, yeah, morning, Sir Levon.
From Anglestone, Sir Levon of Anglestone.
The House of Anglestone.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, tell Solo, I will hear two birds in one go, please. Right to the head. Two birds in one go.
No problem, sir. 323-623-2325-431-632-54259. You can call me. You can text me on 422-4796. Recording artist Solo's in studio with me. And now, there's no need to ask you about new music, Solo. I imagine you'll have something new between now and Friday.
Yeah, most definitely.
Maybe even Thursday, depending on. Probably. And you know, if you pick up the newspaper every day, all kind of things in there. You ain't do nothing material. About you. I thought you would have had one about the Mount Alvernia thing this morning. I was almost. I said when I wake up Monday, I'm gonna be able to open my show with that because I sure Solo gonna have one for them because that was. It's very rare that you see the Catholic Church get up and make a statement.
Yeah.
Very rare. That's y'all must have really, really, they must even blow the thick white smoke for y'all Sunday going. Because typically the Catholic Church says nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they go into those meetings with the, you know, with the whoever in charge and say, hey,
big boss.
Don't do that no more. Beast the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Don't play with us. Them. Right? But they thought it so egregious that they would issue a statement. And if you don't see the difficulty with the decision made by the people that have been on top of the hill. Have you seen the video? Because everybody just see the pictures. Have you seen the video?
You mean the chante?
Yeah. Never before in all of Jerusalem have I seen idiocy and lunacy at such a level. Never before in all of Egypt. I've searched the world all over.
Yeah, they shouldn't have
not done. Ever have I ever seen stupidity at that magnitude. Yeah. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Levi Miller.
Hey, how you doing, Robert?
And Mr. Solo.
Yes, sir.
Nah, you know, Levi, you are my most learned, right?
Most, that's a big title.
Most learned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two words, tonight I want you to write 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see it again, you will know it.
Mm-hmm.
Physicist and beleaguered.
Mm-hmm.
If I text you, you look them dead in the eye. And you know what that word was.
No, let me tell you what happened. Oh, hold on, Robert, because you're killing me. Let me tell you what happened before you kill me. This phone, right, sometimes it hyphenates words when they're long. Or so, so it doesn't, it wouldn't put the whole word in one sentence. I'm talking to you, listening to my producer in my ear, plus reading this thing.
Yeah.
And so if there's a hyphenated word, right, and I wouldn't put my glasses on, it may be with difficulty before. But if I was reading a book at home, I more than likely would be able to get
it. Physicist is what Albert Einstein was.
Physicist,
or Isaac Newton, or German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Yes.
She's a chemist and a physicist.
A physicist, yes.
She could spin an atom bomb either to make energy or to make a bomb.
Yeah.
And that's how smart she is.
Yeah.
But she's only the German Chancellor, not a professor, nor a doctor. Now, Solo, you need to write a story. Solo, if your wife-to-be or your girlfriend have 9 brothers and sisters, right? 9 siblings. 7 come to you and tell you, don't marry her. And you can marry her?
Well, I'd love to investigate if that's 7.
Now, I'm saying 7 out of her 9 siblings, after her don't see, she sees, she this and she that. Now, we had 7 MPs come down to warn us about men's character. 7. Oh. 7, you got 7 people who well up in him, more than him. Say, man, for 4 years you worked with his mind?
Mm-hmm.
4 years. He ain't prime time. He ain't suitable for this big job.
Serious thing.
So, was they lying?
Well, I guess.
Now, we had him for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did they lie on him?
Well, Robert, I guess what they can say is they can have to do it like how the monkey tell the alligator. You know, the monkey. They say the monkey was in the tree. The alligator keep trying to get the monkey tail, right? One day the monkey falls asleep, and he falls asleep on the lowest branch. The alligator bite the monkey tail off, right? So the alligator says to the monkey, boy, I almost had you here. Mm-hmm. And your tail's so long. The monkey look at the alligator and say, yeah, well, it ain't long now. You'll never get it. Let's take another call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Morning, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. Solo.
Yo.
Yeah, man. What's good?
Everything blessed.
Yeah, man. I grew up and I'm still in the BFM ministry.
All right, all right. Solid.
I remember when Solo was tearing it up for Talon Jam. Mm-hmm. I remember when we had Dunamis crew with the late great Pastor Levad Manifest, who want to be a head by your landlord.
Yeah.
Selector Michael Davis, taught all of y'all, man. I'm so proud that y'all made it, man.
Yeah, man.
And you guys impacted my life because I was doing music too. I'm a millennial now, but back in the day, I wasn't doing right then.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? 1 second, I'm going to tell you all my testimony right in a poem, just 30 seconds long.
Sure.
Okay? Bad times I was faced with, different altercations. I had some observation, deeper meditation, trying to end separation, cool the load of misplacing, my potential and purpose. Wrapped in cords of miscalculations, I'm just one man. I know where I stand, disengaged from the program, like the silencing of alarm. Mm-hmm. I know one man cuts and bruises. He won, but he never lost. He paid our debts and costs. All of our regrets were taught. That one day, it was resolved on the cross. I felt so distant. I know that something is missing. Please listen. Does this missing link make me any different from a Christian? This is my inner melody. I know the enemy wants the end of me. It's not happening. I'm on bending knees. Ramon, Christopher, good night. We're gonna now keep it up. Y'all be blessed.
Appreciate
bless
you, brother.
Bless up.
Let's take another one. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pleasant. Good morning.
Hey, Sparky.
Christian Miller.
How are you?
I'm your guest.
That's well,
I'm
going to
ask you, you all remember this. I remember back in the 70s. And, what's that Charlotte Street? There was a nightclub that used to open in the day. So much tourists used to be off them boats. It was called Sin. And we used to knock off. At that time, I was working at Deltek International Bank at the corner of Marlborough and Cumberland. We used to normally take our lunch hour, go to Kentucky or Burger King for a quick snack, and then stand up by the Nassau Shop and then go by Sin. They had to close Sin down because a lot of people never used to get back to work. But there was a young entertainer back in the time. Y'all have called a lot of Bahamian names. They're called Little Eddie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all ever heard, but Little Eddie. The little small guy, once he hit the church voice and then he hit the nightclubs, and he used to be down there to Sin. And he took this country by storm. Little fella must be about 3-4 feet high. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened to him. Do what you think you could investigate what happened to Little Eddie?
I'll definitely see if I can get the reporters to look into it.
There's a photo of Little Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And he just disappeared.
Okay. Lil Eddie, you have any idea how old he would have been at this present time if he was still around?
Well, I was around 25, mm-hmm. 24, 25, number 24.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
But he had this voice, and he was a little skinny little guy, but he had this big, grown up voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have sung on par with Ronnie Butler then.
Okay, Lil Eddie.
He was actually a child. I think he got into doing this to make money for his family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, you could go out selling peanuts and chew shy and make a bunch of money, come home and feed mommy and daddy and the family.
All right, I'm looking to see if I can find where Lil Eddie going. This one here says, hi, great show, Mr. Miller with guest star Solo. Love his creativity and gift from God. Ask him if he is paid good, very profitable, and appreciated, or could it be better, like, what does this say? Very profitable and appreciated, or could be better, like pro bono service in the Bahamas for his gift. Or I guess what they're asking, if I get this, is do people pay you what you think you're worth, or do they act as though you're doing some sort of charity and that this isn't in fact your craft? Do you find difficulty with getting employed?
Well, I'm a music jingle producer, so
okay.
Once they call my price, that's the end of that.
Okay.
But I mainly do the songs as content marketing.
Okay. Hi. I first saw Solo on the government ground. I read that already. Eddie died. So there you have it, Sparky. Eddie, according to this text writer here, is dead.
Eddie has left the building.
Yeah. This one here says, Solo is a lyrical genius, and he speaks on important matters. But Irma is his biggest hit. I do remember Irma. They actually played Irma in Florida.
They smart, they sharp.
Hurricane Irma.
Better get what you need.
This one also says, I am very proud of my student Solo. He was also my very good track and field athlete in CC Sweeting Junior High School.
Watch it now.
Yeah. We have another one from you? We have more music from you? We got more music from Solo Ali? Let's hear another one from Solo. If you're tuning in, I got Solo in studio with me. Let's hear some more of his music.
One time, I ain't never going to Florida no more. That's yours. You in Miami?
Wait, people, let's go Miami.
Lord of mercy. Who people is that? You see why you scare you people foreign when they small? It's when they get big, they strip out. She in Florida. Great people, let's go Miami. Don't forget that, eh? Oh, yeah. Coming on.
Florida, Florida. I am Florida, Florida.
Girl, where you at?
Florida. Florida, I am Florida, Florida, you lie. Florida, Florida, I am Florida, Florida.
Wherever you rest.
Florida, Florida, I am Florida.
My skin white, eh? I can imagine you in the airport.
Oh my God, get it, bitch!
But watch when you see the new undercard. That's when you get trip rope. If this was the 50s, then he would have let you slide. But this is 2018, everybody done been on the side. You ain't hit no solid spot, no. You done trip out in the parking lot,
Florida.
And you dead happy on the scene, telling everybody that your skin clean.
Skin clean.
Bragging with you dead white, since you crossed the border. Now everybody in the whole wide world know this is your first time in Florida.
Florida, Florida, I am Florida. Florida,
girl, where you at?
Florida, Florida, I am Florida, 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 I am Florida, Florida,
girl, where you at?
Florida, Florida, I am Florida, Florida.
The state of Miami, Florida, yeah, that's where you at. Since you didn't know you was in Miami, they need to give you a contract, because you made them right up today.
Florida, Florida, I am Florida.
Hey, people, let's go Miami. What a set. Yeah, you're bad.
That one was actually one that was born out of... That one was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I don't even remember the girl's name, but that was the girl who went viral for... Yeah.
They call her Miss Florida.
Miss Florida. And I tell them, she reminded me of Solomon Grundy. That was the fastest rise to fame and fall from fame I had ever seen. She is Solomon Grundy. Born on a Monday, married on a Tuesday. That was the quickest rise and fall from fame I had ever seen in my entire life.
That was his story.
Yeah. Because you remember she had a whole contract, big party in the club, bottles.
People was hardened.
2 days later. Man, listen, the resurrection ain't happened as fast as that. This one here says, hello, Levin. Please let Solo know he's very talented, much appreciated. We need him to write a song about the boat ride we take it to Miami to get vaccinated. This is not for me. This happened to this. Hey, Juan will be on at 12 o'clock. You can feel free to message him then. What else do you think is in the pipeline for you, Solo? And tell me, right? Are you like a child from a house full of children? Because you do something with your music that I think you either need to grow up in a church of God to do, or have a lot of brothers and sisters or cousins to do, right? When you sing your music, you sing lead, backup, choir, congregation.
Ad lib.
Yeah, you got it all in. How do you like the Eddie Murphy of Bohemian music, right?
Exactly.
You ain't paying nobody to do no backup. Solo can sing his own backup, voiceovers and everything.
Yeah.
How did you decide that was the direction you wanted to go in?
I guess over the years, recording in the studio, at first I didn't know how to record, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But when I ran into, when I first started the song, $2,
mm-hmm.
and then I started to invest in my own home studio, I started to remember what I used to do in the studio.
Okay.
You know, and at the time, I used to record at Commonwealth Studio. One of the producers there was Kevin.
Okay. Kevin McKenzie.
Dylan,
Dylan McKenzie.
No, not Kevin McKenzie. Kevin, I mean, get Kevin last name. But
okay.
He was second in command when Dylan was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll have me sing certain parts to mesh the background vocals, you know, how to record and stuff like that. And I would watch him and see him do one or two things.
Mm.
So those things came to mind. And when it was time for me to do my to-do, I said, you know what? Some things missing, so I'll add the ad-lib here.
Mm-hmm.
Add some backups.
Little backup.
Sound a little full so people could come in and be able to sing along with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So Gladys Knight got the pep, solo got solo.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds decent to me. Text right here says, good morning, Levin. Love your shows. Morning, Solo. Solo is truly a musical genius and intellectually intelligent. All the best. Tell us how we find you on social media. We got about 2 minutes before we get out of here. How do we find your music? How do we find you in and around social media?
Solo to the Google on YouTube, Solo Music, that's M-U-Z-I-K,
mm-hmm.
on SoundCloud. Just about all the music there. Well, pretty much a lot there on SoundCloud.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's my time. Thank you so much for joining me, Solo. I look forward to having you in the studio with me again at some other point. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. Whenever we get together, it's usually, it's sell-off when we get together. Anyway, I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Alan, give me something from Solo to take us out of here. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. You've got Solo, and then after that, you've got the news at 12.
I so hate this BPM company. I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
3 and 5 hours.
Long. Y'all cut my light off. Had me sweating like a pig.
Sunday pig.
Y'all say that y'all won't do no load shedding. But y'all lie.
Light us.
As every behavior experience is atrocity. Big time Sandy, your hand is hot and so sweaty.
Yeah, AC and I sweat.
Doing a bunch of foolishness. BPL, doing a bunch of foolishness.
Real thing, listen.
My head is anointed. And my cup running over.
Lord help us.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of our lives.